Now let's keep right on moving here, and I'm beginning to move out now. And she says, he brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Brought me to the banqueting house. You remember? The Lord Jesus gave that parable. He said the invited guests, they didn't show up for this marriage supper. So I've sent out invitations on the highways and the byways. And he'll bring you into the banqueting house. Bring you in where there's a great spread. It's marvelous food. You talk about smorgasbord. It's on his table today. Everything that can satisfy the human heart is found in the person of Jesus Christ. And today, we find these Christians running around, eating all kinds of scraps, like the prodigal son. They get down sometimes and eat with a pig. Well, my friend, why settle for all of this ersatz food? A great many people think if you go through psychology, you find the answer. And others feel like, well, it's a sort of a psychological gyration. You go through that, you solve your problems. You don't solve your problems that way. He's prepared the banqueting house, and on that, you can get food that contains all of the vitamins that you need. Oh, to be satisfied with the Lord Jesus Christ and to revel in him, rejoice in him. I used to enjoy going to banquets. I've been on the banquet circuit so long, friends, that a banquet doesn't excite me anymore, except the banquet that he prepares. And here, right in this book, just think of the banquet that we're having here, feeding upon him. He's the bread of life, but he's also that sweet fragrance, and he's also the shadow, and he's also a flower. What a picture for our enjoyment, just to behold him. I think that when we get to heaven, we're going to spend probably the first 1,000,000 years just bowing before him. It'll take about that long just to come to know him and get acquainted with him. Paul says that I might know him. That was the ambition of his life. Now, to be saved by grace doesn't mean, therefore, to go sit in a corner. Why, my friend, you'll be busier than you've ever been before. Paul says, well, I was willing to go to Damascus under the law and get rid of these Christians. But when I met Jesus Christ, I was willing to go to the end of the world to take his message. You don't work if you're a child of God today, saved by grace. Well, my friend, it gives you an enthusiasm, an excitement, and a joy that you've never had before. He brought me into the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. And you're invited to the banquet. He sent out the invitation. Now, we are seeing in all of this a glorious, wonderful, spiritual picture of not only the church and Christ, for the church is his bride, will be his bride, and that this also reveals the personal relationship that you and I can have with the Lord Jesus. Now, will you notice, he brought me into the banqueting house. Now, the banqueting house, I think, looks forward to that day when we are going to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. You and I'll be there, and be there by the grace of God. I believe that is the picture that is here. That's when full satisfaction will be made. But I don't know about you, but he's brought me to the table of salvation, and he's brought me to the table of fellowship, and he prepareth the table before me of the Word of God here in this little Song of Solomon, and he tells me to eat and to be full. So he brought me into the banqueting house, and he brings me to the Lord's table. He brings me to a table of good things, and how good he is, how gracious he is, how wonderful he is. And we can do nothing but sing praises unto him. Now, may I say that as we move back, we find out that when he was born, that he brought joy unspeakable to a group of folk. That was Simeon and Anna yonder in the temple. They were waiting for him. They had great hope that he'd come in their lifetime. And well, one day Joseph and Mary brought the little boy Jesus in. And my, what a banqueting house that was for those two who had looked for the salvation of the Lord. And you will remember it was a wonderful banqueting house that God brought Joseph and Mary to when word was brought to her that she would conceive and bear this child. You remember she was David's great-great-great-granddaughter. And she said, "He hath filled the hungry with good things." And the son of David, Solomon, had already said, "He hath brought me into the banqueting house." What a picture that we have here. And you remember that that was the prayer at the beginning of this girl, "Draw me and we'll run." Oh, the ecstasy and the excitement, but we can't take it in unless He draws us, unless He lifts us up, unless the Spirit of God gives us the ability to have a discernment and to have our eyes open to behold Him in all of His beauty and all of His glory. Now, we are told here, "His banner over me was love." And it's still floating over us today. It's the banner of conquest. In that day, all conquering armies carried a banner with them. And in that particular time, it was the Roman army. The Son of God still goes forth to war. That is, it's a battle today for the souls of men. I remember that I resisted Him, and I didn't want to come. I never shall forget the excuses I made for not going to a young people's conference. I thought it was a bunch of sissies that went there. And I didn't want to go with that crowd, and I wasn't interested in it. But, you know, He opened up the way, and first thing I knew, I was there. And before I knew it, I'd made a decision in my heart that was for Him. His banner over me has been a banner of conquest. And then it's a banner also of protection. And you will remember that He came into this world. And the Father testified, "He's my beloved Son." And they couldn't touch Him until His hour came. And at that time, they took Him and crucified Him. And it was something that was terrible. He cried out in that hour, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And then they thought since God had forsaken him, that he was forsaken, that they could do as they pleased with him. Well, they could cry out, "Let God deliver him, seeing he delighted in him." Well, God delighted in him. God had said, "He's my only begotten Son. I'm well pleased in him." And so he raised him from the dead. He delivered him from death. And now there is that banner of salvation and protection over those that are His. And He says, "The peace of God that passeth understanding will keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus." It'll be on guard duty. It will protect you. Then this is a banner of enlistment. You can enlist today as a soldier. He has a volunteer army. He says, "If you love me, why, keep my commandments." And somebody says, "I don't love him." He said, "Forget them. I want you to enlist. And I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice unto God." And you can come and enlist. But it's a volunteer army. What a picture that we have here.